Uwe, three vital points for you. Just moves you up a little bit. Give us your thoughts on the game today.
Delighted with the performance of the players. I think we, like I said before in the match program, we had a good week of training. We looked very, very good in training. I think we needed that 2 weeks to reinforce things, and I think the players put that today into the game. And like I said, you play like you train. And we wear them down. I don't think the score line reflect our dominance today. We should have been out of sight. The goal gave them a lift, and all credit to Warsaw because they have a great spirit amongst them. Even when they've been outplayed a majority of the game, they didn't have any attempts on our goal. They stood in the game. They shown real character and spirit amongst them, and the last 5 minutes was panic again, and could have put the goal the game to bed with Longy, with the Shanks, but we didn't. And then in our league, like it is, it's nice to have an Nathan Pond and Kim Bolger on the pitch.
The two goals as well were top class finishes, weren't they?
Top class finishes, and we had a number of more chances. I mean, I would have wished David Ball a goal. He came a number of occasions very close, and but the whole team played very well. The back three, midfield, the wing banks had it today a little bit harder because they tried to mark them out of the game, but we still had chances through them, like Amari Bell after the corner in the first half. And I'd be delighted with the players, with their application, with their performance, with their spirit. Obviously, we paid a heavy price today, and I don't know what we did wrong. That we getting that sort of injuries now is now too many happen, and it's getting now critical.
We have to ask about Kyle Dempsey's injury, yeah, because obviously it's a big point in the game that there's a young man who's down on the pitch for 6 or 7 minutes. Could you give us any information about how he is or what the injury is like?
Obviously, he's cut through. We had a Jimmy Ryan scenario in Port Vale when somebody absolutely went for him, both fitted, and he has to be operated now. And now we have today's situation where a player went for him and only get yellow after. Disgraceful tackle. My thoughts are with the player. He's now getting into the hospital, and then we will see overnight what happened.
Yeah, so it's a gash, and it will require some stitches, or do you think it's more serious?
I don't know. I'm not a medical person.
Well, hopefully it won't be too bad, and we'll see the young man back in a Fleetwood shirt before too long.
Yeah, especially, of course, because we have no bodies in midfield.
So the squad is stretched, and if you weren't looking towards January at this, you know, before now, then you certainly would be now, I guess.
I think I have to compose myself because I really enjoyed the game, but I think how the game ended with Kyle, I think is a bitter taste for myself, and took myself away from the players, because they should enjoy their 3 points, and like managers are, they're already thinking the next game ahead, and. We can't panic now. We have to see first what is the diagnosis. And but her hope is only a cut. That's my strong hope. And when that is the case, then we will be okay. When it's not the case, then January is not too far around the corner. So Greta and Steve has to do now 24/7 shifts.
To find you some options and potentially bring in. I mean, you were looking to sort of add to the squad anyway, weren't you, in January, as it was before this?
Yeah, but I said it in the match program. I said I'm happy with the majority of the squad. I think we found a way to play. We came together under very, very difficult circumstances 3 days before the season started. And we know each other now, how we train, how we live with each other, how we play, and how we conduct ourselves to be professionals. And I enjoy myself every minute with that group of players. The majority of the players I'm delighted with, and obviously every football club, and it's not only Fleetwood, every football club try always to improve their squad, and that's exactly what we do. But we don't look to bring an awful lot of players in.
And it's been just an unfortunate period for you with injuries. I mean, you were, today I noticed you were kicking the hoardings. It was a frustrating time for you, wasn't it?
Sorry?
Today I noticed that you were kicking the hoardings, yeah, when you learnt of the yeah, you know, the injury. I think it's just one or two injuries that just built up on you just recently.
I think we all must be allowed to be disappointed about such a bad injury, and I really feel with Kyle. And but tomorrow I'm waking up and be happy that we won and concentrating on Tuesday. And so far we always found a way, and why not find another way.